is the most practical project you have ever taken up? Mine has been getting to know God. May I just share with you something today that's been the most important thing in building my friendship with God? I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior at a very young age. I grew up in the church, and I had a real keen desire to follow God and to know Him. I went to everything that was offered of a spiritual nature. I spent time at our church camp every summer. And during these times, I would get little glimpses that there were people who knew God better than I did, and I wanted that kind of an intimate relationship with Him. And sometimes I would get a little inkling that it had something to do with reading the Bible. And so I would try, but without any help or encouragement, I would soon lay it aside, not knowing how to really go about it. I went away to a Christian college, and here again, I tried most anything that I saw that I thought would help me to be more spiritual. By the time I was a junior in college, I had about decided that God must have some very special favorites and that He revealed Himself in a special way to give them real joy, but that this must not be available to the rest of us. And about that time, I met a girl in one of my classes who had a profound effect upon me, and I knew that here was a girl who had in her life and walk with Jesus Christ what I longed for in mine. Through her, I met a group of people who shared the same joy that I had seen in her. They were affiliated with a Christian organization, and through the girls in this organization, I came to realize what was missing and what I needed. In very simple ways, these girls introduced me to a daily walk with Jesus Christ. They shared with me the importance of having daily fellowship with Him, of getting to know Him through the Word and prayer, and of developing an intimate friendship with God in this way. And this has been the single most practical project of my entire life. Two things you don't want to let hinder you as you learn about God are these. First, you can know a lot about God without much knowledge of Him. The capacity to think clearly and talk well on Christian topics is not all the same as knowing Him. We can know as much about God as any theologian and hardly know God at all. So your devotional life, first of all, should not be spent in studying theological apologetics. And secondly, you can know a great deal about godliness without much knowledge of God. You know, there's so much in print today on the how-to books and biographies that it's possible to learn a great deal about Christianity and the practices of such a life, and yet, knowing all this, you can hardly know God at all. Well, what are the characteristics of one who truly knows God? Let me use the book of Daniel as a background and give you four ideas about a person whose devotional life has brought him into a real deep friendship with God. One thing we discover about Daniel and about one who walks with God is that those who know God have extensive drive or energy for God. In Daniel 11:32, we read, "The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action." Action taken by those who know God is their reflex to the anti-God tide which they see flowing around them. When we read about the feats of Daniel and his three friends, it's not hard to recognize that they were men who knew God. Secondly, those who know God have extensive thoughts of God. You know, the great thoughts which fill Daniel's mind can be seen so obviously in his prayers. And by the way, this is always a good evidence of a person's view of God. If you're following in your Bible, you might look in chapter 2, verses 20 to 22, where Daniel says, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for He alone has all wisdom and all power. World events are under His control. He removes kings and sets others on their thrones. He gives wise men their wisdom and scholars their intelligence. He reveals profound mysteries about man's understanding. He knows all hidden things, for he is light, and darkness is no obstacle to him. And then again in chapter 9, he says things like this, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your promises of mercy to those who love you and keep your laws. You are righteous, merciful. He is fair in everything he does. Now, is this the image of God that your praying shows, that my praying shows? Does this tremendous sense of God's holiness and faithfulness keep us awed and humble, as it did with Daniel? A third thing you can tell about one who is walking intimately with God is that they show a real boldness for God. The spirit of those who know God is exactly the spirit of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. It didn't seem to bother or worry them that the other Jews saw the refusal to worship Nebuchadnezzar's image differently than they did, and the other people didn't stand with them. They knew without a doubt what they had to do, and that was enough for them. A fourth thing that characterized those who know God, as we see it in Daniel's life, is that they have great happiness and contentment in God. You know, there is no peace like the peace of those who have full assurance that they know God, and God knows them, and that this friendship guarantees God's favor to them in life, in death, and forever. Ladies, do you know him intimately today? He longs to make himself known to you and to have daily fellowship with you through his word.